This is Music City USA from Nashville, Tennessee, with the great Eddie Arnold, our co-host all of this week. Let's talk about this brand new Victor record of yours, Ed.
Well, this is quite a departure for me, Tom, because I do not sing on it.
You've never done a recitation on record?
Well, just a very short one.
A little portion of it.
A little portion of a song I've recited, but I've never done a recitation per se, and this is. And I think it's timely. I think it's something that should be said now.
Mm-hmm. I've heard so many people say, I love to hear him sing, but I love to hear him talk, too. So people wanted to hear you talk.
Well, I hope they'll enjoy this. And it's called simply, A Part of America Died.
Somebody killed a policeman today, and a part of America died. A piece of our country he swore to protect will be buried with him at his side. The suspect who shot him will stand up in court with counsel demanding his rights. While a young widowed mother must work for her kids and spend many long, lonely nights. The beat that he walked was a battlefield too, just as if he'd gone off to war. Though the flag of our nation won't fly at half mast, to his name they will add a gold star.
So I'll cherish the golden cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the other old cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Yeah, somebody killed a policeman today. Maybe in your town or mine, while we slept in comfort behind our locked doors, a cop put his life on the line. Now his ghost walks the beat on a dark city street, and he stands at each new rookie's side. He answered the call of himself, gave his all, and a part of America died.
And exchanged it someday for the cross.
Fantastic. That'll make cold chills come up on you. We'll be back with Eddie Arnold, our co-host, after Farron Young performs for B.C.
I'm Farron Young, and these are some of my friends from the shrimp boat, Miss Cindy.
How's it going, Hoss?
No, Farron, fish don't sleep. I ain't been in the bunk in 3 days.
Yeah, I bet you've been drinking a lot of that coffee, though.
Yeah, and we use a lot of B.C.
Your head starts to ache and take B.C. That'll straighten you out.
That's what you use, isn't it, Blair?
I sure do, but let me tell you something. A Southern medical school made absorption test. In the first 10 minutes, B.C. powder and water had put twice as much pain reliever into the bloodstream as the leading extra strength tablet. Within that 10-minute period, B.C. powder delivered
more pain reliever than two anises, more than two bears, and more than two buffers.
I'm with you, Bert.
Well, you get a glass of water, friends. It won't be long. You take a B.C. powder and you come back strong.
Yeah!
If you're used to tablets, take B.C. tablets. They're the strong medicine.
Don't go too far away. We got a whole lot more of Music City USA with our co-host, Eddie Arnold, coming up.